Good evening. Welcome to the regular monthly meeting of the City of Atlanta Board of Ethics. The board is an independent, citizen-appointed board that works to ensure honesty, integrity, accountability, and trust in city government. The board administers and enforces the Code of Ethics by interpreting the city's ethical standards, administering the financial disclosure program, investigating ethics complaints, and determining if ethics violations have occurred. The board meets every third Thursday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m. in City Council. In City Council Committee Room 1. Ethics questions or complaints may be submitted by email to ethicsofficer@atlantaga.gov or by phone at 404-330-6286. The board is composed of seven city residents appointed to serve a three-year term of office. All board members are community volunteers who receive no pay for their service. They are on my far left, Brent Adams, appointed by the Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce, who is also the vice chair of the board. Delon Brown, appointed by the League of Women Voters of Atlanta Fulton County. Carol Snipe Crawford, appointed by the Atlanta Planning Advisory Board. Raya Greathouse, to my immediate right, appointed by the Gate City Bar Association. Jessica Stern, to my immediate left, appointed by the Atlanta Bar Association. And Kai Williamson, appointed by the Atlanta Business League. My name is Kate Wash, and I was appointed by the six major universities. Assisting the board is City Ethics Officer Nina R. Hickson, who is seated to my far right. A quorum is now present, and let us begin with the first order of business. That is the review and adoption of the minutes of the February 18, 2016 meeting. This should be behind tab 1.
To the minutes, please, in the first section just says that they were unanimously approved, but I abstained because I wasn't present for the prior meeting, so I just wanted to make that amendment.
And I'm sorry, so the minutes of the February 18 meeting regarding the approval of the minutes of the January 21 meeting. Yes, we can amend that.
But otherwise, I move to amend or to adopt them with that amendment.
Second with the amendment.
Thank you. All in favor? Any opposed? Thank you. The minutes are adopted. The second item on the agenda is on the report on the 2016 financial disclosure filing season. Ms. Dawson.
Good evening, members of the Board of Ethics. I will be presenting the 2016 Financial Disclosure Board Report. Currently, we have 2,555 filers. Out of those 2,555 filers, we have 2,174 that are city employees and 381 board members. We are on day 17 in the filing season and only 15 days left to file. Timely file your financial disclosure statement. Currently, we have 1,482 timely filers, 63 incomplete filers, and we have 1,010 filers that need to file, remaining to file. Out of that 1,010 files, we have 858 employees and 152 board members that still need to file. We have a 60% filing rate this year at day 17, and compared to last year where we were at 65% on the same date. But we have more filers this year also, so we're just a little behind our schedule. We are continuing to handle walk-ins and assist filers over the phone as needed. And some updates for 2016 included the developer, he added some new administrative features, as well as he updated the reporting tool. And for security purposes, everyone this year had to reset or create a password and create a security question and answer. Also for this year, we assisted one department and one board with e-filing days. We mailed 2,551 notices to file letters to require filers, and I sent 2,389 emails to these required filers. Currently, we have two scheduled upcoming e-filing days. We have one scheduled for this Saturday, which is March the 19th, and it's going to be held at City Hall on the second floor, right outside of Committee Room 1. The time is going to be from 10 a.m. to 12. And we have a second one scheduled for Monday, March the 21st, from 8:30 to 3:30. And we're encouraging all non-filers, that's board members and any non-filer, to come and complete their filing at one of the e-filing days we have coming up. We went live on March 1st, which was on schedule. And the filing deadline is going to be April 1st. And the grace period is going to start from April 2nd through the 15th, with fines beginning on the 16th and going forward. Are there any questions?
Ms. Dawson, do you expect people to show up on Saturday, March 19th?
Well, actually, that is a meeting scheduled for NPU and APAB.
Okay.
They asked us to assist them with getting their group filed, and so we decided to do it as an e-filing day for us.
Great, thank you.
And anyone can come out, and not just them. Thank you.
Thank you for that report. The next item on the agenda is the Ethics Officer's Report.
Members of the Board, I direct your attention to tab 3, where there is a report on the activities under the work plan. I will highlight a few of the activities, one including the fact that the budget season has begun, and the associate ethics officer and business manager attended the kickoff because the ethics officer was at the Ethics and Compliance Academy in New Orleans during the time of the budget kickoff. We continue to hold our monthly meetings regarding the budget, and this week I actually met with representatives from the mayor's office regarding our budget request. We had training for 57 new employees this month, as well as we participated in the annual continuing legal education forum given by the city law department. We have at this point had 4,223 employees to successfully complete the ethics e-learning course, which we're very happy about. As Ms. Dawson has already indicated, we're in the throes of the financial disclosure season, and so we do spend a lot of time on the phone and answering questions related to that, but things seem to be going fairly well this year. Those are the highlights of the activities of the office over the past month. Are there any questions? Okay. Hearing none, we can move to the next tab, which is the report on the budget and our monthly spending. We are on target and don't have any areas where we're experiencing any deficits or deficiencies. If there are no questions about that, the next tab is the budget letter that was sent on behalf of the board to the mayor regarding the upcoming fiscal year 2017 budget, with the main request from the board being that we retain our current allocation of $611,619, but we are requesting an additional position based on the report that was done for the city council last year, where they asked about an ideal size for the ethics board, and with an emphasis on someone who would be able to do a regular analysis and audit of the annual financial disclosure reports that we receive. So we are requesting an additional position, as well as an amount of $300,000 in capital funds to be used for the development of the new eFile 3 system. I believe we formally informed you that the developer that we've worked with over the last few years will no longer be servicing our eFile system effective 2018, and has recommended that we look at a new system which will provide more efficiency and that kind of thing. So we are in that process of developing a scope of services as well as making the request for the money so that it'll be present so we can have a new system. So those are the main requests that are contained in the budget request that went to the mayor.
Sixon, do you anticipate any challenges to the budget request this year?
Based on the meeting that I held this week, I don't. The only thing that may change is whether they give us the whole $300,000 this year or spread it out over 3 years, and I think we can handle it either way. But no, I don't. Are there any other questions?
In your meeting, was there any reaction to the closing paragraphs of the letter where we suggested that perhaps we should be funded at a constant percentage of budget rather than seeking allocations each year?
No, there was no discussion about that. I suspect that the discussion will arise in the context of the presentation to the City Council. That's usually where it comes up. And that'll be later this year.
Thank you, Ms. Hickson. Are there further questions about that? Thank you. Budget update, where we are. And this is the point at which we would entertain public comments had we any members of the public present, which we do not. The next meeting will be on Thursday, May 19 at 6 p.m. in City Council, Committee Room 1. And is there any further business from the board? I will then entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you. That was...
balance on the bonds. And I believe a pre-brief, the question was asked if there were projects intended to be funded with proceeds. And the answer to this is strictly a refunding. There will be no projects